Male and Female Roles God Created in Us, Part 5. At times, I think that with our sin nature and with all the wounds of our hearts, we men are inclined to withdraw into a corner and sulk when we feel frustrated about our God-given roles as husband and father, when our wives are unruly. Yet, we were created to be or become relational with each other and with our God and Father. We were created for love, for acceptance and friendships. Wanting to be alone is a defense mechanism so that no one can hurt us for a moment, but it will never satisfy the longing of our hearts. God, it seems, made us purposely interdependent so that even if we have big pains and wounds in our hearts, we still need spiritual closeness with each other. True relationships are God's purpose and desire for us. If we cannot learn to love each other as humans, we cannot develop fellowship with our Heavenly Father either. The Apostle John writes in his first letter so much about this. Here are a few readings. 1 John 1, verse 2 through 4. And please notice the word fellowship. Jesus' life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life that was with the Father and was manifested to us, that what we have seen and heard, we declare to you, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. These things we write to you so that your joy may be full. Then 1 John 4, verse 20 and 21. If someone says, I love God, but hates his brother, he is a liar. Because how can he love God whom he has not seen, if he cannot love his brother whom he has seen? This instruction we have from God, that he who loves God must also love his brother. It seems that for this reason God created men and women to be complementary so that they cannot live without each other, even if their selfish hearts might want to isolate themselves. Even if their selfish hearts might want to isolate themselves. But when Adam brought sin into the world through his disobedience, following his wife rather than the command God had given him, it left women with a triple curse. And we read that in Genesis 3, verse 16. And I read from the New English Translation. Pain, you will give birth to children. You will want to control your husband, but he will dominate you. There are three curses here on women. One, they will suffer in giving birth. Two, attempting to control their husbands, they cannot be protected by them and become sanctified. Three, husbands will rule and bully them rather than being their servant leader like God is our servant leader. Here follows a typical sequence of events that leads to the repetitive breakdown of civilizations, including the present Western civilization. 1. Wounded hearts cause wives to challenge their husbands' leadership. 2. Because husbands are designed to lead, they become frustrated and bitter and isolate themselves, may even leave entirely. 3. Bitter fathers will hurt their children by not being there for them, exasperating them, challenging and irritating them, becoming uncontrolled in the home, becoming drunkards, or going on drugs or getting sex somewhere else to forget their misery, abusing and or molesting the children's mother, abusing their children, or even sexually molesting their children. 4. And when the children have become adults, as females they become fearful and controllers of other people. As men, they become full of malice and bitterness and controllers of others, even to the point of violence. As children, these adults did not learn to submit to authority due to lack of example, and they will now rebel against authority. When children of a dysfunctional home have become adults and are married, they will create more severely dysfunctional families yet. Sons will hate their dominating mothers and women in general due to unforgiveness and prefer male partners in life. Daughters will hate their abusive fathers and start hating men in general due to unforgiveness and prefer female partners in life. People with an unforgiving heart isolate themselves from further abuse by becoming controllers of others, become lonesome and cannot relate well anymore with people or God. Without God, people cannot have spiritual understanding, wisdom. Without an alive spirit, they become worse than animals, selfish, seeking pleasures, fleshly lusts, and survival. Successive generations will become increasingly worse, immoral, and violent. God's Word gives us a clear answer of how He will assist us to reverse the above-described cycle of the breakdown of society. And the key is in the last two verses of the Old Testament, Malachi 4, verses 5 and 6, where the Lord says, "Watch, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers. And if that does not happen, I come and strike the earth with a curse." Questions for discussion. Question 1. Do you men recognize yourselves as starting to sulk when your wives frustrated you with their continual efforts to control? Two, I know personally quite a few men who became homosexual or who will never marry because their mothers were habitual controllers. Do you have similar experiences? Three, did you come from such a dysfunctional home, and do you recognize the consequences now in your life? Do you see now a solution with God's help? Four. Is it not surprising how God's Word indicates that the curse on life will be broken when fathers turn their hearts to bless their children and when children turn their hearts to their fathers, regardless of how imperfect they may have been to them? 5. Is it not interesting that even the Ten Commandments urges children to honor their imperfect parents so that they may live a long life. In isolating themselves from their parents, they judge them, cannot learn from them to their benefit. Instead, they will make the same mistakes as their parents. Six, why does Malachi not mention a condition for restoration of life through mothers turning their hearts to their children and children turning their hearts to their mothers? Concluding the foregoing part of this lesson, it is evident that society begins breaking down as women are allowed to rule in society and family life. And that happens when men neglect their responsibility to be prophet, priest, and king of their families. Being the prophet means that the man teaches God's word to his family. Being the priest means that he prays for his family so that God will provide, protect, and bless them. And being the king means that he leads them the way God leads, as their servant. It is just like God warned Judah and Jerusalem in the days of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, about 100 years before the Jewish exile into Babylon. The Lord of hosts, takes away from Jerusalem and from Judah the mighty man and the man of war, the judge and the prophet, the diviner and the elder, the captain of 50 and the honorable man, the counselor, the skillful craftsman, and the motivational speaker. I will give children to be their princes, and babies shall rule over them. And in Isaiah 3, verse 12, God says, as for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, those who lead you make you err and destroy the direction you should go. Questions to discuss. 1. Can you see that fathers must turn their hearts to their children if society is to be restored? 2. Do you see what happens to our families and society when we husbands and fathers give up our responsibilities to teach our wives and children God's word, to pray for them, and to gently lead them? 3. What are you going to do about this when God gives you a new opportunity? Immediately after my wife had died, I asked God, why? You gave us this past year of her dying all we asked for, but why did you not give me her life? I had not really expected an answer, but was shocked when I heard loud and clear in my spirit, because you loved her more than me, and I have always wanted to use you. Yes, I too, just like Adam, was guilty of loving my wife more than my Creator and the one who gave me my wife. God deserves to be thanked for everything He provides us, honored and worshipped for who He is, and obeyed at all times above anyone else. I had worshipped my wife more than my Creator, Father God. Ultimately, for a human being to reach some level of spiritual maturity, he needs to learn that the greatest in the kingdom of God must be a servant of all. This servant attitude is so much more present in a woman even before she is born of God's Spirit. Adam gave up his God-given task to subdue the earth when he stopped having a servant's heart and instead began serving himself rather than God. I believe that this is the core of what sin is all about. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 2, verse 13 through 15, Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, fell into transgression. But Paul also wrote in 1 Corinthians 15:22, because of Adam, all die. Even so in Christ, all shall be made alive. The first text indicates that Eve transgressed first. Yet in the second test, it is obvious that Adam is held responsible for sin entering our lives. When Eve transgressed, she ate the fruit under deception. That was a mistake, but Eve did not stop having the spiritual quality of a servant. Adam, on the other hand, ate knowing very well what he was doing. That was hardcore disobedience. I believe to understand now why sin came into the world through Adam. He made two major mistakes, and so all of us men still have a tendency to continue doing. One, Adam stopped having a servant's heart and began serving himself. Two, Adam loved his wife more than God, listening to her instead of obeying God. You see, Eve transgressed as she was deceived into believing that she was doing a good thing. But Adam sinned, knowing very well that he was disobeying God, and God held him accountable. Death came into the world through the first Adam because of his disobedience, and he also lost the kingship over God's creation. But the man Jesus received full kingship in heaven and on earth, becoming Christ, because he loved his Father with all his heart and obeyed him fully, even through the greatest of sufferings. And so we shall be made alive again because of the man Jesus' obedience. We men are now still capable, just like Adam, to destroy life more, and God will hold us accountable. But we also have the potential of restoring all things by asking Jesus Christ to do his work through us as we obey him. Questions for discussion. 1. Why did Adam let his wife lead him and make the most crucial decision for him, while God had given him the task of managing his creation? 2. Why did Eve answer the serpent and chose to eat the fruit? 3. Do you think that Adam loved his wife and the flesh part of life more than his God? 4. Should our flesh control our soul and our soul our spirit? Or should our God-given spirit control our soul and our soul the flesh? Obedience is of such great importance to be able to have a relationship with God. It proves that we love Him. I used to have trouble understanding that Jesus needed to be made perfect also. I thought that He always had been. But we read in Hebrews 5, verses 8 through 10, in the New English Translation, although Jesus was a son, He learned obedience through the things He suffered. And by being perfected this way, He became the source of eternal salvation to everyone who obeys Him. Yes, perfection comes through obedience. End of this lesson.